Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an update on my 26 habits. This week I'm trying to make use of all the gym equipment I buy hoping to turn my home into a mini gym, but never actually use. I've been doing circuits with my mini trampoline, sliders, kettlebell and wobble board, and actually it's been really easy to do and has completely validated all of those purchases much more easily than I ever expected. Now, for me, it's gym equipment. For you, it might be lovely notebooks and stationery, or your kitchen might be full of all sorts of Tupperware kitchen equipment and steamers, hoping that you'll become suddenly, you know, some clean eating guru. Gym equipment is what it's been for me. If you listened to last week's show, you'll know that I created a little circuit for myself. It's high intensity, but it takes 4 to 8 minutes. So it's Tabatas. So it's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, and you do rounds of that until you've had enough. It's been so easy, and depending on how much time I've had, I might do four, or how much time I've got, I might do 4 minutes or 8 minutes, or depending on how energetic I'm feeling. I tend to do it first thing in the morning, and sometimes it does take me a little while to wake up. So yeah, 4 to 8 minutes, depending on 4 or 8 minutes, I should say, depending on my mood and time, etc., etc. And it's been so simple, and they are really good workouts. Actually, my heart rate's been going up, and I'm sweating. So as far as I'm concerned, it's tick, tick, tick. And on a couple of days when I've had the time, I've been able to do that and have a stretch and then go for a slow, steady jog, which has been amazing. For that reason, this update show isn't going to be particularly long. But the main takeaway is this. Obviously, these purchases, whether it's gym kit, organisers, food preparation tools, etc., they don't do the job on their own. Us just buying them with a lot of hope. And I don't know about you, but I stand at those shelves in TK Maxx buying the gym equipment, and I imagine myself doing the exercises, but it's the actual execution that falls short. But knowing what I was going to do with them, what order I was going to be using them in, and crucially that by doing all of those things, I'd be ticking off a workout, meant that they became as much a part of my morning routine as making my first coffee. And you know how I feel about coffee. So my advice to you is, if you have a shelf full of beautiful notebooks that you've never written in, organizers that you're saving for best, or a spiralizer and smoothie maker still in the box on a shelf in the kitchen, just make a plan, give them a purpose, incorporate them into your day, and you'll be surprised how good it feels to actually use them. Case in point, my NutriBullets in a cupboard. And I went through a phase a couple of years ago where I probably had 5 or 6 smoothies a week, and usually my post-workout drink. And I'd got into a bit of a habit recently where I've been working really hard. I had just sort of like 3 or 4 weeks in a row where I'd got back from a really long busy day, absolutely shattered, flopped on the sofa and thought, what's for dinner? And there was no food in the house. And I realized that I wasn't really looking after myself properly. So I thought, right, this is the end of this. This is going to stop, because all my body was saying to me was, go on, just get Nando's, go on, just get a pizza. And it would have been so easy. It would have been so easy. But the next morning I said, right, make a plan. You're going to start having these green smoothies again. Yes, it's ridiculous to whiz up all those vegetables when you could just be making good salads and all that kind of stuff. But just for a while, just to get you back on track, get that Nutribullet out, put it on the side, buy a couple of bags of spinach, buy some apples, buy some avocado, just make really simple green smoothie. And do you know something? I've been doing that now for a week and I do feel so much better. That's just me. Could be just because I've taken control a little bit. I've also done food shops and I've made sure that there was always healthy food in the house, meals that I can create meals out of. That's the most important thing, not just kind of grabbing snacks here and there. So it's just about making a plan, as is everything, right? If you just make a plan, you can't just say you want to do something. You've got to kind of plot your course. As somebody once said to me, I forget who it was, but somebody said, figure out what you want things to look like or where you want to be and then just plot your course back. And the same has been true for this gym equipment. I had the gym equipment, so then all I had to do was figure out the workout and plot the course back and then do it. So there we go. Anyway, it feels really good to have made use of them. I got to be honest, it does feel good. I wouldn't say I feel smug, but I do feel pleased that it worked out and I'm not coming to you saying, yeah, I didn't do it. Yeah, it didn't really work. Sorry. But anyway, let me know whether it's worked for you. I know some of you are going along and doing these habits hand in hand with me. Have you made any progress with gym equipment or notebooks or food stuff, whatever it might be that you buy, knowing that you need it to do a lot more work for you than perhaps you originally thought? Have you made a bit of a change? Why not join the Facebook group where we've been chatting about this, or send me a DM on Twitter or Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns. The link to join the Facebook group will obviously be in the show notes, as will the links to follow me on social media, which I hope that you are already doing. But if you aren't, please do. One of my favourite things, obviously, is to get messages from you, which is probably why I sit at my computer refreshing the screen on the podcast mailbox constantly. So why not drop me an email at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, because I do love getting your messages and I do get back to everybody personally and as quickly as I possibly can. Look, thank you so much for listening. What a lovely, simple habit. I've really enjoyed it. But I feel like in order to counter the ease with which this one has worked, I need to make the next one a wee bit more challenging. So I'll be going over to the Facebook group later, actually, and saying, come on, give me a tough one to do for habit 20. Can you believe it's going to be habit 20? I'm so excited. Stay well. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next one.